T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have been preaching, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, that it's cool that the Chiefs score fast.
Yeah.
But you're not helping out the complementary football aspect of it by having explosive plays and scoring fast, or running a whole bunch of plays,
right,
as was the case the other day, and still not taking enough time off the clock.
Even though they dominated in time of possession, they still at times didn't possess the ball long enough for that defense. And I think you have to go overboard. Like, you have to go like insanely overboard right now to protect your defense. It's almost like, you know, you're a parent and you got a 2-year-old toddler running around. You have to go overboard to protect that child. And I think, like it or not, this is where we are with this defense. And I'd rather go overboard and protect the defense with a little less from the offense than to go out there and expose this defense. And again, coaching is about putting your team and your players in the best position to be successful. And scoring one play 60 yards gives you the points, but it doesn't put your team in the position to be successful, because you're rolling your defense back out there on the field, and you got to put them back out there in a situation to allow the other team to kind of march down the field. And so I think it's imperative, especially this week against the Chargers, where we're talking about two different running backs that could have a pretty big day, and really going forward for the rest of the season and into the postseason. I think Andy Reid does need to do a better job of, we could use the term slowing things down if you want, but it's more about playing complementary football and adjusting during the game too. Like, understanding where the flow of the game is going and understanding that, okay, we've got to do some things differently. Like, you look at the last 3 drives for the Chiefs in that game against the Tennessee Titans. 6 plays, 5 plays, 4 plays on the last 3 drives, if I'm not mistaken. You've got to find a way to do more than that. And at that point of the game, basically play a prevent offense and keep that ball away from the Tennessee Titans and figure out a way to run out the clock in that game. You can't go 6 plays, then 5 plays, and then 4 plays on your last 3 possessions of a very tight football game like we saw down in Nashville, and expect to come out on top when the other offense at that point in time was playing great football. And Tennessee didn't play good football in the first half at all of that game on offense. But they stuck to their plan, they continued to use the running back, and they got better as the game went along. And I think teams are going to start to do that against the Chiefs, because you see teams that have success doing that against the Chiefs. And so I think late in the game, you've got to find a way to not go out there and put on this impressive aerial show. You got to put on an impressive show, milking that clock and running things out, and making sure you get out with a victory.
Terez Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider, dropped by our show as he does on Thursdays here on Fesco in the Morning. And we asked him, do the Chiefs need to slow it down?
It's about putting up points. Like, football is about completing passes. So if you got that many plays, that means that you're having success. That means if you got 70, that means you've been converting third downs, you've been making first down. It's about, like, having a winning game plan. So, like, in a lot of ways, right, like, 75 plays is a real good indication of how successful they've been. I mean, completions count as much as runs. You know, like, as long as you're completing and you're running time off the clock, you're like aiding the defense. You know, time of possession wasn't like a big – the Chiefs dominated time of possession. So, like, there was no excuse, right, for the run defense. Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't on the field for 40 minutes on Sunday. Like, it wasn't like that. Like, it was the other way. So, you can want to play complimentary style football. And, you know, like you, there have certainly been games this year where I've been like, hey, you know, like, let's sprinkle in the run a little bit more. Let's have a little bit more conservative game plan. Let's, you know, give this defense a boost. But, you know, I you watch that game and it's just like, okay, the offense is killing it. Mahomes threw for 450, which is awesome. I'm not about neutering the best quarterback in the NFL. But the defense came up short yet again. And, you know, obviously some blame with that lies with Andy, you know, because he's taking the blame himself.
Sure,
know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, Bob, like, those 3 areas, the ball security, special teams, The run defense, I promise you, like if this team loses in the playoffs, those one of those things would be a reason why.
And those are things that Therese mentioned at the end that we haven't had to worry about in the past. We talked earlier in the week about the pace of fumbles that this team is on this year. They're one fumble away from having their entire
total
from an entire season last year. And they're not playing well on special teams right now. And so, which was always a given,
like,
right? Like it was an automatic.
Tobe's got this.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. This year doesn't look as automatic in a lot of the phases, not just
right.
like one. Like
field goals.
The entire special team
returns,
looks like,
you know,
looks a bit iffy.
And I think when you had those things going in your favor and they're not going in your favor, and then you have the defense, you know, on top of that, not getting a stop when you need to get a stop. It's okay to change things up on offense. I mean, their second to last drive where they had that field goal fiasco, you know, where Dustin Colquitt's thrown around and has the greatest look of all time on his face. That drive took off, you know, like 20 seconds of the clock. I mean, you've got to do better than that. And Therese talks about how passes move the ball too. Yes, but more can go wrong on a pass. More can go wrong on a pass. You can get your QB killed. He could throw an interception. You can have an incomplete pass. The dude can drop it. A simple handoff up the middle, as long as you hold on to the damn football, you're going to take at least 40 seconds off that clock and not have to worry about it. Or you make the opposition use their timeout so late in the game when they're driving, they don't have the opportunity to use a timeout. And so from my standpoint, I understand we want to see this aerial show and it's all fun and good, but other aspects of your game aren't doing so well right now. You've got to try to compensate for that with the best possible unit that you have, and that's on offense, because I think you can trust the offense to do things differently and to slow things down more than you can trust the defense to all of a sudden come on and get a play when you need them to get a play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.